The Boarding House by James Joyce, as read by Alex Wilson. Mrs. Mooney was a butcher's daughter. She was a woman who was quite able to keep things to herself, a determined woman. She had married her father's foreman and opened a butcher's shop near Spring Gardens. But as soon as his father-in-law was dead, Mr. Mooney began to go to the devil. He drank, plundered the till, ran headlong into debt. It's no use making him take the pledge. He was sure to break out again after a few days. By fighting his wife in the presence of customers and by buying bad meat, he ruined his business. One night he went for his wife with the cleaver, and she had to sleep at a neighbor's house. After that, they lived apart. She went to the priest and got a separation from him with care of the children. She would give him neither money, nor food, nor house room, and so he was obliged to enlist himself as a sheriff's man. He was a shabby, stooped little drunkard with a white face and a white mustache and white eyebrows penciled above his little eyes, which were veined and raw, and all day long he sat in the bailiff's room, waiting to be put on a job. Mrs. Mooney, who had taken what remained of her money out of the butcher business and set up a boarding house in Hardwick Street, was a big, imposing woman. Her house had a floating population made up of tourists from Liverpool and the Isle of Man, and occasionally artistes from the music halls. Its resident population was made up of clerks from the city. She governed the house cunningly and firmly, knew when to give credit, when to be stern, and when to let things pass. All the resident young men spoke of